Amen.
I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Maybe we may take our seats before I read the scripture. How many were expecting Pastor to preach to us? I'm one of them. But we thank God anyhow. We appreciate our precious pastor very much. And I want to appreciate also the ministers that are around. It's good to have them around. So if you don't say amen, I'm sure I'm going to receive some amens from that corner.
Amen.
I was telling Brother Matimba that I would have loved to see him standing here and I would be sitting there. It's not always easy to stand here. But we thank God anyhow. Maybe we may stand to our feet as I read the scripture. I want to read from 1 Kings chapter
22.
We are going to read from verse
1.
And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours. And we be still and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Would thou go with me to Bethlehem to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art. My people as thy people.
Navanu vangu savanu vako.
My horses as thy horses.
Namabiza angu samabiza ako.
And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel,
Jehoshaphat akati kuna mambo wa Israel.
Inquire, I pray thee.
Dondo bunza ako.
At the word of the Lord today.
Shokora Jehovah nasi.
Then the king of Syria gathered the prophets together.
Zino mambo wa Israel akaunganidza vaprofita.
About 400 men.
Vanenge varume vaivana mazana mana.
And said unto them,
Akati kwavari,
Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to Bethlehem, or shall I forbear?
Ndiende kundorwa ne Ramoth Gilead here, kana ndirege.
And they said, Go up.
Vaprofita vakati endai.
For the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
Nekuti ishe uchariisa mumaoko amambo.
And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?
Asi Jehoshaphat akati hakuchina mumwe muprofita waJehovah pano here timubvunze.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat,
Mambo Israel akati kuna Jehoshaphat,
There is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imla.
Mumwe murume uchiko, Micaiah manakomana wa Imra.
By whom we may inquire of the Lord.
Watinga bvunza kuda kwa Jehovah.
But I hate him.
Asi ini ndinomuvenga.
For he doth not prophesy good concerning me.
Nekuti haaprofiti zvakanaka pamusoro pangu.
But evil.
Asi zvakaipa.
And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so.
Jehoshaphat akati, mambo ngaarege kudaro.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
Let us bow our heads.
Ngatikotamise misoro yedu.
Ask my brother to pray.
Baba vedu variko kumusoro kudenga. Tinoda kutenda Ishe nekuti makati pamufundisi pano pa East Tabernacle. Tinoda kutenda Ishe Jehovah Mwari samasimba ose kuti tinoziva Mwari kuti mukuziva kwenyu zvinhu zvose makanga makazviona kare mukazviropafadza. Hakuna chaikwanisa kuzibvisa, hakuna chaikwanisa kuzvimisa. Saka Ishe tinokutendai nezvamakatiitira pakereke yedu. Minamato yese yakaitwa nezvose zvakanga zvichiitwa, tinoda kukutendai Jehovha. Baba, iye zvino tauya kuservice Jehovha Mari wamasimba ose. Baba, tinokutendai Jehovha nehama yedu iri pamukaha muzuva ranhasi. Mwari, tiri kunamata kuti Brother Caleb Jigudu tinomaziva. Asi Mwari, tinokumbira that supernatural element. Tiri kukumbira the dynamics to come down this evening. Nokuti tinoziva Mwari, if the mechanics are there, asi kana pasina dynamics Mwari, all will be in vain. Mwari Baba, tiri kukumbira Baba kuti She imi chiuyai Mwari mupe hama yedu chipo chakakoshesa Mwari chinotaura nemuprofita wedu kuti hama ikwanise kuzvininipisa Mwari vagone kuzviisa zvizere mumaoko enyu Baba mugotaura imi Jehovha kwatiri Baba nekuti ndimi munoziva zvinhanho zvine vana venyu. Vana venyu zvavaita sacrifice kuya kuservice kuchitonhora kudai makombi achinetsa kudai fuel ichidhura kudai Mwari tiri kukumbira Baba kuti taurai chimwe chinhu Jehovha chekuti Ishe Mwari tinotaura kuti it was worthwhile when we were in the house of the Lord. Did not our hearts burn within us as the Lord spoke to us in service? Mari tinokumbira mutange nesu mugopedza nesu. Takumbira zvose nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We may take our seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
Just for a short while, we just want fellowship around the word of God.
Kwekanguva kadiki tangowadzana pashoko raMwari.
And it's good to come to church.
Zvakanaka kuya kuchurch.
You must never miss church, brother and sister.
Haikona kurova kuchurch, hama yangu hanzadzi.
Very bad habit to miss church.
Itsika yakaipa chaizvo kurova church.
You must come to church on every service day.
Unofanira kuya kuchurch pazuva rega rega rine service.
Because God goes to church.
Nekuti Mwari vanoenda kuchurch.
So if God goes to church, you have no excuse for you not to come to church.
Kana Mwari vachienda kuchurch, iwa hauna chikonzero chatinogona kugamuchira chekurova church.
You might miss your blessings.
Unogona kurasikirwa nemaropa fadzo.
Lord might come to service with your blessing.
Mwari vanoya kuchurch nemaropa fadzo ako.
And he fails to find you on your seat.
What wokushaiwa panzimbo yako?
You must come to church, my brother, my sister.
Ama hanzadzi uya kuchurch.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Zitarawo ngari kudzwe.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about unpossessed possessions.
Ndida kutaura pamusoro pe nhaka isati yatorwa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've just read the scripture that we all know about.
Ndaverenga gwaro ratinoziva tose.
There's a scenario here.
Pane mamiriro ezvinhu ari papa.
There's a king who knows his boundaries or his possessions.
Pana mambo anoziva hoko dzenyika yake. Kana anoziva nhaka yake.
And his name is King Ahab.
Zita rakanonzi mambo Ahab.
There are some bad things that we identify Ahab with.
Tine zvinhu zvakaipa zvatinoziva nazvo Ahab.
But there's one thing that I really appreciate Ahab for.
Asi pane chinhu hwani chandinonyanya kuyemurira Ahab.
This thing that he managed to realize what belongs to him.
Chinhu chekuti akakwanisa kucherechedza nhaka yake.
And he's telling his servants, do you know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to the Israelites? We were given by God that place. But the sad part, it was being occupied by the Syrians. It's a pitiful picture. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this city called Ramoth Gilead,
kuta iri rinonzi Ramoth Gilead,
it was a strategic city in the territory of Gad.
Ranga riri guta rakakosha munzvimbo inonzi Gad.
And it was found on the eastern side of Jordan River.
Yaiwanikwa kumabvazuva erwizi Jordan.
It was one of the Levite cities.
Ranga riri meguta revarevi.
And it was selected as one of the cities of refuge. Remember, at one time God told
Moses
to identify 6 cities that will be cities of refuge. So Ramoth Gilead was one of the cities. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. Now, Ramoth Gilead, it means heights.
Ramoti Gilead inoreva kuti kureba, kukwidza.
It was located on a high place.
Ranga riri guta riri panzvimbo yakakwirira.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
I trust we are in the church tonight.
Ndinovimba kuti tiri muchechi manheru ano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unpossessed possessions.
Nhaka isati yatorwa.
It's your possession.
Inhaka yako iwe.
But you have not taken it.
Asa usati wanoitora.
There are your blessings.
Maropafadzo ako.
But you have not taken those blessings.
Asa usati watora maropafadzo ako.
Your promotion.
I promotion yako.
But you have not taken that promotion.
Asa usati watora promotion.
It's lying idle somewhere.
Yakangogara pane imwe nzvimbo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
May God help us tonight. They had not realized that Ramoth was theirs. They were too lazy and cowardly to go and take it. I want to wait a little bit there. I want it to sink deep down in people's hearts. Brother, this is a promise. This is their inheritance. But these people, it came a time when they became too lazy.
And they
were coward
to
go and take the land. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a long way off.
This is
Ramoth Gilead city. It was a bit far away. And there was a river. If they were to go and possess the land, this city, brother, they had to cross the river Jordan. And there were weary marches to be taken. And there are heights to be climbed. There were hard knocks going in front of the walls of Ramoth before they got inside it. So it was more comfortable for them to sit at home and continue with their farming. And their merchandise than to go and attempt to win back a city that had been theirs for so long. So in other words, they chose to sit back and relax. But brother, as far as God was concerned, Ramoth Gilead belonged to the Israelites.
Ramoth Gilead yakanga iri yeva Israel.
But they slackened.
Asi vakaregedzeka.
And they lost it to the Syrians.
Vakaira yakapambuka neva Syria.
So their inheritance was taken by the enemy.
Saka nhaka yavo yakatorwa nemuvengi.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May God help us.
Dai Mwari vatibatsira.
There is the map that is displayed there.
Maiona here map yakaiswa apo here.
If you watch where Ramoth Gilead is, on the western side there's Jordan River. And if you go further on the western side, there's Samaria. And if you go to the southern side, there's Jerusalem. So if you watch closely, indeed this city was a bit far away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can see Jordan River there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, in a river there are many mishaps that can happen. There might be some crocodiles. There are some very poisonous snakes also in the rivers. So these Israelites, they said, why should we worry ourselves? Peradventure, we might be attacked by crocodiles, on the way to try and recover back the city called Ramoth Gilead. Pamwe tinogona kuruma nemakarwe tichidakwedza kuda kunotora guta reRamoth Gilead. Maybe you might be beaten with some snakes. Pamwe tinogona kuruma nenyoka. So why should we worry ourselves?
Saka tinombo tozvinetserei hedu.
Let's just sit back and relax.
Ngatingogarai zvedu tidekare.
But brother, if you have an inheritance,
asi hama yangu kana uine nhaka yako,
brother, it belongs to you.
Ndeyako nhaka iyoyo.
You must not rest.
Haikona kuzorora.
Until and unless you possess what belongs to you.
Kusikira watora zviri zvako.
Brother, if it means fighting,
kana zvichireva kuti uchatorwa,
you must fight.
Unofanira kutorwa.
In trying to get what belongs to you.
Uchiedza kutora zviri zvako.
That's why I said,
ndosandati,
Ahab, he has this negative side.
Ahab ane zvakaipa zvaakaita.
But there are some nice things also.
Asi pane zvimwe zvakanakawo.
He said, this land belongs to us.
Ahab akati nyika ndeyedu.
And he asked it for reinforcement.
Akakumbira vanomuda kumubatsira.
He said, Jehoshaphat,
akati Jehoshaphat,
come and help me.
Uya undibatsire.
We want to repossess what belongs to us.
Tiri kutora nhaka yedu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, do you know where this man called Ahab died?
Munoziva here kuti murume anonzi Ahab akafira kupi?
Brother, he died in a bid to try to recover what belongs to him.
Akafa ari mubishi rekurwira nhaka yake.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, I believe as a believer, we must come to a position where we know what belongs to us. We must come to a position where we know our boundaries. Brother, if you come to know what belongs to you, brother, you must fight until the last breath in you. You must fight, fighting for what belongs to you. I'm looking for some believers at Eastley who are in a position to identify their God-given rights. If you identify it, brother, you don't sit there and relax. Brother, you must go and fight. You must not sleep. You must not relax until and unless you possess what belongs to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read a quote from the message, The Good Shepherd of the Sheep. God told Israel way down in Egypt, I have given you
Palestine.
This is a promise. It's God speaking. It's not your friend speaking. This is God, the creator of heavens and earth. He is speaking to the Israelites. I have given you Palestine. Now, he couldn't just went there and excommunicated the whole thing. Run them all out with a plague. Kill them all off. He could have went up there and sent fear among them and drove them out of the country. But he said, Israel, it's yours. You go get it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They had to fight for every inch of ground they stood on. And every promise in the book of the great shepherd is to his sheep. But brother, you will never come down and drive it away from you. Brother, it's necessary for you to know how God operates. You as a believer, you must understand how your father, who created you, How he operates. This is how God operates. If he wants to give you something, brother, he does his part to give you something. And you have to fight. And you have to fight. To possess what belongs to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have got to fight for every inch of that promise. But it's yours. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, if you want to worship God better, you must obey whatever he says. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
From the message, God keeps his word.
Way
down in Egypt, God said, I have given you the land and all that's in it. Now, he never just said, I'm going to pick you up, take you up there and sit you down. They had to fight for every inch of ground they
had.
God, when he commanded Joshua there, he said, be of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 15.
Genesis 15.
Verse 17, I'm using Amplified Version.
Verse 17, do not use an Amplified Version.
I just like the way how they put it. When the sun had gone down and a deep darkness had come, there appeared a smoke brazier and a flaming torch which passed between the divided pieces of the animals.
Choto chinopfungaira nezhenje remoto zvakaonekwa zvichipfuura napakati penhindi idzedzo dzenyama.
On the same day, the Lord made a covenant, promise, pledge with Abraham, saying,
Nomusi iwoyo Jehovha akaita sungano naAbraham akati,
to your descendants I have given this land.
Vana vako ndavapa nyika iyi.
From the river of Egypt to the great River Euphrates.
Kubva parwizi rweIjipita kusvikira kurwizi rukuru runonzi Euphrates.
Now watch verse 19.
Chitarisa verse 19.
The land of the Canaanites.
Nyika yavaKenan.
I told you, you need to understand how God operates.
Ndakuudzai kuti munofanira kuziva kuti Mwari wakanoshanda sei.
He's telling Abraham.
Mwari varikuudza Abraham.
That I have given you this land to your descendants.
Kuti ndapa nyika iyi kuvana vako.
From the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates. And then verse 19 is saying, the land of the Canaanites. And the Kenizzites. And the Kadmonites. And the Hittites. And the Perizzites. And the Rephaim.
Nava Rephaim.
And the Amorites.
Nava Amori.
And the Canaanites.
Nava Canaan.
And the Gigashites.
Nava Gigash.
And the Jebusites.
Nava Jebusi.
Brother, are you watching what is happening? God is giving an inheritance. But brother, it's not an empty land. Brother, it's a land that is inhabited. There are some Canaanites inhabiting in that land. But God is saying to
Abraham,
I have given this land to your descendants. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, if you know the language of the Bible, you understand why there is ever fighting between Israel and the neighbors.
Israel
were told by God, this is your land.
Israel
But brother, there were some people who were inhabiting that land. So they had to go and fight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why, brother, the Palestinians today, they always say, this is our land. And Israel is saying, this is our land. This is the origin of the matter. But brother, we stand by Israel. They were given by God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 15 verse 14.
Joshua 15 verse 14.
According to the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave Caleb the son of Jephunneh a portion among the sons of Judah.
Joshua akapa Caleb mwana wa aswaka pa Caleb mwana kumana wa Jephunneh mugove pakati pavana va Judah.
That is Hebron.
Inova Hebron.
Abba was the forefather of Anak.
Abba angariye tate guru ra Anak.
Praise God. But Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak.
Caleb akadzingapo vanakomana vatatu va Anak.
The descendants of Sheshai.
Vaiti va Sheshai.
Ahiman and Talmai, the children of Anak.
Ahiman Natamani vanakomana va Anak.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, are you watching the pattern of the Bible? When God promised something to his children, he leaves a part to the children of God to do something. They are the ones responsible for the fighting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Brother, we are soldiers. We are soldiers of the cross. A soldier has to fight. A soldier has to win. A soldier has to obey orders. How many soldiers are we having in church tonight? Brother, we are bound to obey God when he speaks. We are bound to move forward. And we must claim what belongs to us. Brother, no matter what happens, God is looking for some people who can watch what God has promised them. And brother, they go and say, give it back to us. This is my inheritance. This belongs to me. Brother, God is just waiting for that time. He's waiting to see some courageous people who can walk out and claim what belongs to them. And brother, God comes and back you up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he's waiting for that first move. And the first move has to be done by you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the message God in his word. But you have the right. God given privilege. Every divine promise in the book is yours. Brother, this is what God spoke. The same God who spoke to Abraham.
He
is now telling us every divine promise. Eastly Church. Every divine promise in the Bible belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers in the
balcony,
every divine promise in the
book
belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, Mwari avatambi ne mashoko.
God does not play with words.
When
God speaks, he knows what he's saying.
He is never under the influence of any alcohol. So what he speaks, he knows what he's saying. And brother, our God is big enough to back up Whatever he says in his
word.
He's just looking for one brother who can walk and says,
what?
This belongs to me.
What?
God said so. This belongs to me. I don't care about the circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May God help us.
Blessed
be His holy name. Brother, if you feel the mountain is too high to climb for you, you must behave like
Ahab,
who said, Jehoshaphat, come here.
Jehoshaphat,
brother so and so, come here. Sister so and so, come here. There is an issue here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Healing belongs to me. But Satan robbed it from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Healing of cancer belongs to me. Healing of blood pressure belongs to me. But brother so and so, come. There is a matter here. Come and help me. I want your assistance here. Come and join with me. Come and join my hands with me. We must overcome this matter. This belongs to us. This is my inheritance. Brother, I tell you, there are no enough demons from hell that can stop you from getting what you are asking from God. If we can just have courage enough, all what is needed is courage. No wonder God told Joshua, be strong and be courageous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. I've given you Palestine. There's a good lesson right there for a minute. God, this word said to Moses, Palestine belongs to children of
Israel.
God would have went up there and shooed every one of them, Philistines and so forth, out and then said, come on, Moses. Just come up and sit down and take it easy. But Moses, Joshua, and the Israelites had to fight for every inch.
As Moses, Joshua, and the Israelites.
And every promise in the book is yours. But God will never give it to you. And you lay back on bed of ease. You fight for every inch. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. From the message, speak to the rock and it shall give forth his water. God has given every sick person in here divine healing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's
just take a little while for it to sink down.
God has given every sick person. Every sick person in the church tonight, every one of you, God gave you divine healing. Jesus was wounded for your transgression. With his stripes we were healed. And the prophet says, it's yours. Brother, if you have TB,
can I win a TB?
The prophet is saying, you are healed already. If you have blood pressure, the prophet is saying, you are healed already. If you have backache, the prophet is saying, you are healed already. If you are having stomach pains, the prophet is saying, you are healed already. If you are having
asthma,
the Bible is saying, you are healed already. But you have to fight for every inch. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Mabasa andino ita nemiyo mchaita.
Let's possess it.
Gati zitorei.
It's God's promise.
Ivi biso ya mwari.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Brother Ramoth Gilead.
Ama Ramoth Gilead.
In God's external and eternal hard disks.
Mumadiski amwari. Ese.
In all his files.
Mumafire amo.
Brother, this land belonged to the Israelites.
Nyika iye Ramoth Gilead. Yanga iye vana wa Israel.
But it was a pitiful situation that they allowed the Syrians to occupy that land. Brother,
tonight we are looking for people who are refusing their situation.
We are looking for some sisters tonight who are serious. Who can say enough is enough? Who can stand up and grab what belongs to them? We are looking for some brothers tonight who are serious. Who knows their position? Who knows that they were healed 2,000 years ago? But there is a certain demon that took over.
Rakapamba.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, I believe the word of God is true.
Amandi notenda kuti shoko ramwari ndere chokwadi.
I was telling one brother that I think I have a problem.
Ndaitodza imi hama kuti ndofunga ini ndine dambudziko.
My problem is I believe the same God.
Dambudziko rangu ndere kuti ndinotenda mari umwe chete.
What do the prophet?
Akashanda nemuprofita.
I believe he's still here.
Don't end up actually pano.
Same Messiah.
Messiah mumechete.
Who walked with Peter.
Akafamba na Peter.
Who walked with Paul.
Akafamba na Paulo.
Brother, I believe that Messiah is in the church tonight.
Don't end up with Messiah who actually mumechete in us.
Brother, I believe at times we look down upon this thing. Don't end up with
Zimenguaga. Zinezi, tino zitari sirapasi.
Brother, in torne naro panyayu.
I have got such stubborn faith on such issues.
Brother, I'm looking for some sisters who are determined. Who can say enough is enough. And take what belongs to you. Brother, for how long shall you continue in that state? Brother, we are at the right place here. We are at the right place. We are in the church tonight. And we are not alone. Brother, the pillar of fire is here tonight. Brother Branham says, wherever this message is preached, the pillar of fire is there. Brother, the pillar of fire cannot just tear you and leave you in the condition that you came with.
I got them go to Tarisa.
Brother, I refuse that. Brother, our God is able and is alive forevermore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8:37 it says. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Brother, on blood pressure, we are more than conquerors. On TB, we are more than conquerors. On asthma, we are more than conquerors. Stomach pains, we are more than conquerors. Brother, our God is able. He can change any situation. But he's looking for somebody who is determined. He's looking for someone who knows his position. Who can say enough is enough. Who can say I don't want this situation anymore. Brother, you must refuse that situation. It's you who must refuse it. It's not the pastor who must refuse that situation. It's not the deacon who must refuse that situation. Brother, it's you, my sister, my brother. You who must stand up and say enough is enough.
What is Zakwana?
Praise the Lord. We are more than conquerors.
Tiri vakundire kupfuura.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, we are more than conquerors.
Tiri vakundire kupfuura.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Indeed, we are conquerors.
Chokwadi tiri vakundire kupfuura.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can believe it,
kana ukangozvitenda benzi,
you shall be a partaker of it.
Uchazvidya.
These things belong to believers.
Zvinhu izvi ndezvevatendi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every Christian believer,
mutendi wese wechikristu,
has the right to any of those redemptive blessings that Christ Jesus died for.
Ane kodzero kumaropafadzo ose erudzikinuro akafirwa naKristu.
Brother says, there you go.
Mazuna.
People are afraid to take God at His word.
That is where the problem is.
Brother, God spoke.
Ama mwari vakataura.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I like that country called Israel.
Brother, they know their position. Brother, they are not pushovers. Brother, a tiny country surrounded by enemies, but brother, they know where they are standing. Brother, at one time some countries they teamed up together, 6 days war. Brother, they were all defeated by Israel.
Oh, sema Arab, akakundwa neIsrael.
Including Egypt, that was the superpower.
Kusanganisira neEgypt, yaizviti superpower.
May I tell you something tonight?
We
are the spiritual Israel.
Tisi Israel yepamweya.
Brother, we don't fear those big demons.
Atiche madimoni makuru.
We know where we are standing.
Tinoziva patimire.
We are not intimidated by witchcraft.
Ativhundutswe nehuroi.
We are not intimidated by zvikwambo.
Atiche goblins.
Brother, we know where we are standing.
Tinoziva patimire.
Our God is able.
Mari vedu vanogona.
To deliver us from those things.
Kuti dzikinura kubva kune zvikwambo nemaroi.
Blessed be His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every Christian believer, yes, the right.
Ane kodzero.
Brother, you have a right.
Ama une kodzero.
If the Bible says Jehovah is Jireh,
kana Bible rakati Jehovah ndi Mwari vanopa.
Brother, if you are a Christian,
kana uri muKristu,
you have a right.
Une kodzero iwe.
To any of those redemptive blessings.
Kuma ropafadzo ose erudzikinuro.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he is Jehovah Nisi.
Kanavari Jehovah Nisi.
If he is Jehovah Rapha.
Kanavari Jehovah Rapha.
Brother, if you are a believer.
Kanauri mutendi.
This belongs to you.
Zese ndezvako.
This is your inheritance.
Inhaka yako iwe mutendi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother, for how long shall we fear?
Kusvikira rini kuti tichitya?
Do not be afraid.
Haikona kutya.
God is under obligation to make it so.
Mwari vakatosungirwa kuti zvizadzikiswe.
Listen to what the prophet says from the message, the principles of divine healing.
Tererai kubva kune muprofita vachiti nheyo dzekupodzwa kwaMwari.
Look here at the people.
Tarisai pano vanhu.
Little afflicted children.
Vana vadiki vari kutambudzwa nezvirwere.
Sitting here.
Vagere pano.
People out there.
Vanhu kunze uku.
Some of you cancer eaten. And heart trouble. And things that you can't get well by.
Medical cure.
And then Satan come around and try to rob you of the only hope you have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The only hope we have is in the church tonight. The only hope we have is in Christ Jesus. The only hope we have is in the pillar of fire. The only hope we have is in the spoken word. The only hope we have is in the
Bible.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The seed of Abraham. He conquered the grave. Rose up on the third day.
Akamuka zvare chitatu.
Our justification.
Kuitira kururama kwedu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. And gave his life for. Being the royal seed of
Abraham.
With the same spirit of God in us. That was in him. We are more than conquerors. Every gate has been conquered for us. The only thing we have to do is to possess it. It's already conquered. Sickness is conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. The grave is conquered. Everything is conquered. And we hold the keys by his grace. Are you afraid to stick them in the lock? And say, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, you can tell that TB. You can say, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can tell that blood pressure. You say, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. You can tell that asthma. You say, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. All things are possible to them that believe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the message, possessing all things. Brother Branham says, stay right there and look Satan right in the face and say, you are the robber. You are the one.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who is the robber? It's not your brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is the robber? It's the devil. I have come to possess what Jesus Christ died for. Now hand it back. Get out of my way. Then the first thing you know, the Holy Ghost will pour upon you. Brother, watch what is happening. God is waiting on you. He's waiting for you to take action. Brother, you must refuse that condition. You must open your mouth tonight. You must declare war to the devil. You must say, get away,
Satan.
You must say, Satan, enough is enough. Move away from my way. You are the robber. You robbed me from my good health. You robbed me from eating any type of food I want. You must say, enough is enough,
Satan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother, once you do that, then the Holy Ghost comes. And you pour upon you. Then something happens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, something has to happen tonight. Something has to happen tonight. Something has to happen to one sister tonight. Something has to happen to one brother tonight. Something has to happen to some brothers on the balcony. If you can believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our God is able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our
Amen.
God is in the camp tonight. We are not alone.
Hallelujah.
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 Blessed be his holy name. And when you come forth to be prayed for, from the message possessing all things, if you want salvation, if you want divine healing, no matter what it is, you are a believer. You are an heir of every promise. So lay your faith upon the promise and march forward. And tell Satan. I don't want you to tell Satan tomorrow. I don't want you to tell Satan next week. I want you to tell Satan tonight. You say, give it back. Give it back. It's mine. Don't let him bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, Abraham had never had a test before.
Abraham
so he knew, It belonged to him. And that was the promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't a soldier. His men were not soldiers. They were farmers. So the only thing he could do was just take God's promise, put his faith upon the promise, and move out and go after it.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Brother, we may not have training to chase away demons. We may not be having training to chase away goblins. But brother, you can stand on the promise of God. You can say, Satan, get away from my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you need reinforcement, we have some men tonight who can come on your side to make sure that you receive what belongs to you. Brother, it's possible. Reinforcement is possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God help us tonight. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen and amen.
Our God is able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, before possessing the Holy Ghost, before you receive the Holy Ghost, you need to kick out another spirit dwelling in you. Unclean spirit. Our precious brother Mabugu labored to preach about receiving the Holy Ghost.
Brother,
it's your right to receive the Holy Ghost. It's your promise to receive the Holy Ghost. You have a right to receive the Holy Ghost. Brother, you can go before the Lord and cry before the Lord and say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. This is a promise. This is my inheritance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But before you do that, you must chase away a certain spirit. As the Israelites were supposed to chase away the Jebusites. The Canaanites. You need to chase away some spirits also. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, before you have love, you must kick out hatred. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, Eastleigh Church, we need to love one another. Not only believers that come to this church. Even some of our brothers who are serving in the jail, who are identified with our name, we must love them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must even visit them. Bring them food and give them. We must love one another. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must have patience. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Brother, we must be respectful people. We must be respectful people. Brother Branham says, if you don't have anything good to say about a brother, it's good for you to keep quiet. We must say good things only. Let us not be messengers of bad words. Let us not burden our pastor bringing only bad news. Talk about good things. Brother, we must be respectful. I know our pastor is a very young man. And I know some of us, we are a bit older to him. Brother Branham. He was moving with F.F. Bosworth. And he was even referring to him as his father.
Vaitovati baba vangu FF Boswell.
But brother FF Boswell realized the gift that was in the prophet.
Asi FF Boswell akaona chipo chaiva muna brother Branham.
He identified the office that the prophet had.
Akakwanisa kuziva office yemprofita.
Brother, until
kusikira
he became so humble.
Vakazvininipisa.
Until he had to carry the briefcase.
Vaitotakura briefcase
of William Marion Branham.
Ra William Marion Branham. Hallelujah.
We need respect, my brother, my sister.
Ama hanzvadzi, tinofanira kuremekedza vamwe.
Brother Branham says, if you don't respect the person, respect the office.
Hanzvadzi naBrother Branham, kana usingaremekedze munhu wacho, remekedza
hako office. And you do a lot of good by doing that.
Unoita zvakanaka ukadaro.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to love one another.
Tinofanira kudanana mumwe nemumwe.
Our God is able.
Mwari wedu vanogona.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
How many are saying tonight?
Vangane vari kuti manheru ano.
Satan robbed me of something.
Satan wakandibira chimwe chinhu.
And I want it back.
Ini ndoda kuti chidzoke.
Satan robbed me of my promotion.
Satan akandibira promotion yangu.
I want it back.
Ndoda kuti idzoke.
Satan robbed me of my joy.
Satan akandibira mfaro wangu.
I want it back.
Ndinoda mfaro udzoke.
Satan robbed me my perseverance.
Satan akandibira kutsungirira
kwangu. I want it back.
Ndoda kuti kudzoke.
If you are there tonight,
kana uripo manheru ano,
you can stand to your feet.
Sumuka umire netsoka dzako.
Our God is in the church tonight.
Mwari wedu vari muchurch manheru ano.
Brother, I want you to address to Satan.
Ndoda kuti iwe utaure kuna Satan.
I want you to say it with your mouth.
Ndoda kuti utaure nemuromo wako iwe.
Brother Branham says.
Says not on a brother Branham.
In the message, possess all things. Brother, I want you to tell the devil.
Do that what you tell the diabol.
To say, give it back.
What is those zunuzangu?
Give it back to me, Satan.
Those zunuzangu kwandiri Satan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 7, verse 14. The Bible says.
Bible rinoti.
In O Israel.
Israel yose.
There shall not be a barren male.
Amuchazova nemurume asina mbeu.
Or a barren female.
Kana mudzimai asingabate pamiri.
Or barren cattle.
Kana mombe isingabereke.
Brother, we are the spiritual Israel.
Tisu Israel pamweya isu.
We must be fruitful people.
Tofana ngetine tiri vanhu vane zvibereko.
We must be fruitful people.
Tofana ngetiri vanhu vane zvibereko. Amen.
You have a right tonight.
Une kodzero manheru ano.
To say Satan.
Kuti Satan.
Give it back to me.
Dzosa zvinhu zvangu.
Dzora Satan zvinhu zvangu.
Give it back to me.
Dzora utano hwangu Satan.
Give me back my health.
Dzora kutsungirira kwangu Satan.
Give him back my perseverance.
Dzora kudzora kwangu Satan.
Give me back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Zvinhu zvose zvinokwanisika.
To them that believe.
Kune vanotenda.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. Let's say, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion.
Hallelujah!
Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old. Oh, give me that old.
Oh, hallelujah.
Give me that old.
If you want reinforcement, come here. Can I reach that rubatiro?
Oh, give me that. The Holy Ghost is here, my brother.
We are saying every pano, Amen.
The pillar of fire is here.
Pillar of fire, every pano.
The Lord is here.
Is every pano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in His presence.
Tiri mu repo hamo.
The pillar of fire is here, my brother.
Pillar of fire, every pano, Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God is here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. My brother, maybe this is your last opportunity. Maybe this is your last sermon. Maybe this is the last singing you are hearing.
Why can't you just leave your dignity?
We are in His presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, you need to fight back Satan.
You
need to fight him. You need to claim what belongs to you. Brother, God is here tonight. We are in His presence. All things are possible under this atmosphere. Forget about your home. We are in His presence, church. Claim what belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have the right tonight to claim what you have lost. Satan robbed you. And this is the opportunity tonight to get back what you lost. This is the time, my brother, my sister. This is the opportunity, my brother, my sister. You need to claim what belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we want to pray, my brother, my sister. Wherever you are, call upon the word of the Lord. Tell Satan to give it back. Tell him enough is enough,
Satan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mutshene
mwari makanaka baba ari kumusoro kudenga. Ishe munogara nekusinga pheri. Mwari muri pakati pedu manerwano. Mutshene Jehova musinga kundiki. Baba ishe umatisha ose. Changamire umatishangamire ose. Baba muripano pakati pedu. Tinokutenda I Jehova. Tokutenda I ruoko rwenyu. Tokutenda I zvamunotiitira. Tokutenda I baba nekutishanyira. Mwari muri pakati pedu. Satani akatizvidza. Satani akatitorera zviri zvedu. Baba tirikuya pamberi penyu. Tirikuya pamberi penyu Jehova. Baba, enough is enough. We are claiming back. Satan, move away. Satan, move away. We challenge you, Satan. If you want to move, Satan, where is the kwambo? Do not you talk about the kwanano? Where is the kwamba erima? Do you talk about the kwanano? Satan, go back to the pits of hell. You have no right. Move away, Satan. We are coming. In the name of Jesus, you are Holy Father. Oh God, Baba Ishemakanaka, Wana Waka Torewa, Baba Ongu Wakanaka, Wana Musarokudenga, Isha Jehovah, Ngari Tino Namata. We are telling Satan, move away. In the name of Jesus, Satan, move away. We are claiming victory. Enough is enough. We come, Father. In the name of Jesus. Satan, move away. In the name of Jesus, we are coming. We are taking what we lost. Grant it, Father. You are holy. You are wonderful. Oh, Father. You are holy tonight. Where is the Kaipa? To is the Pacific Poker. Where is the Kaipa? Iri mukati membaino. Abatu is the Pacific Poker Tedu. Matrimoni Esse. Iri mukati membaino. Mari Tomarai. Nemusita Rachefo. Oh, God. You are holy, Father. Come and touch your people. Oh, Lord. Come and anoint your people. You are holy, Father. You are wonderful. We glorify you now. Chene Baba. Mwari amushanduke. Baba muno kara nefunga pe. Nogo tena ima de konano. Wana nyuwaru kudamu ya mchene. Batai wanawe. Wana nyuwaru kusatu kwa nemu ya wenye. Wabate ima de konano. Wana wenye Jehova. Wari kuchaga kuwana warina. Wabate ima de konano. Chene Jehova. Wabate ibaba. Satan. Hauna simba pa wana wama. Enough is enough, Satan. Wabata wana wama rizwa kwana. Hauna simba, Satan. We challenge you. Name of Jesus. We declare victory. Satan, you are defeated. You are a loser. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May you touch them, Father. Touch your people, Lord. Touch your people. Touch your people, Father. May you touch them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. May you touch them. Satan, you are defeated. We are king victory. We are overcomers. We are conquerors. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.